The Reefton community is gutted after its only hospital-level aged care facility has now closed for good, despite health officials giving assurances it would reopen. The fate of the 12-bed facility, Zimmern House, has been up in the air for 2 years after residents were shipped out of the district because of ongoing staffing issues. The move saw elderly spouses separated and meant travelling considerable distances to Greymouth and beyond for visits. Health New Zealand now says the facility is not fit for purpose or financially sustainable. Last night, residents were told it's the end of the line for Zimmern House and that it will not reopen. Moira Lockington is among a group that have been fighting to keep it open for the past 2 years, and she joins us now. Hello, Moira. What do you think about this decision?
We're absolutely disgusted, and I'm ashamed of the health hierarchy.
Why are you ashamed of them, Moira?
Because they've strung us along for 2 years. In actual fact, I've done a little timeline, which you might be interested in. In 1872, the hospital was opened. It was fundraised by the people. In 1895, and it was David Zimmern who gave the money for Zimmern House, and it was for the elderly miners. In 1988, we had a hands round the hospital. And in 2022, the people were forcibly removed, and the Honourable Rick Barker, who was the chairman at that stage, promised us that it would be open in June that year. And it's been closed for 2 years.
So do you feel like people have been telling you porkies, Moira?
Oh, they have. They have. The thing is, we've had so many meetings. So I actually was the facilitator for our little group, Reefton Health Action Group, and I facilitated that last June. We've had numerous meetings with Mr. Weeble and the various people, and we've talked to so many people. We've had the O'Connor Home people, Susan Watson, who is in charge. We've invited Caro Finley, who was the aged care commissioner, and said we'd like to meet her. We've had so many meetings, and it's gone absolutely nowhere. And Mr. Weeble, who is in charge in Greymouth, promised us in December. He told us it was going to be really exciting. He was going to open the daycare and do all sorts of things.
So, Moira, what happens if elderly people need hospital-level care and they've lived their whole lives in Reefton? What happens to them now?
Well, they leave. So in the last few days, there are two people who have gone to Greymouth. People have left here. There are people from Marawea, which is quite a way away. They are now living in Christchurch, so their family has to travel from Marawea. Yeah. And people also go to the O'Connor Home. People have moved to Nelson, and the beds are still there. The palliative care room, which is absolutely beautiful, isn't used. Well, actually, they just go away to die.
So, Moira, are families being split by this?
Of course. We did a video a while ago, and four members of families who were taken away, and it's probably, you've probably seen it on stuff, and it was disgraceful. A lady went down to, her son rang her and said, you better go down to the hospital, or to Zimmern House, and there was her husband of 60 years sitting on his bed waiting to be taken away. Another gentleman is exactly the same. And you see, this is still happening. So,
Moira, when you hear, sorry to interrupt, but when you hear health officials telling the public that services are not being cut, frontline services are not being cut, what do you think, Moira?
I don't believe them. I would really like to know if those four people who were at the meeting yesterday have elderly parents. Have they ever gone through? My old uncle died in that facility and was very well cared for. It may not have all the frills, but as I stated yesterday, I don't mind sharing a bathroom with a person. I don't need an ensuite. It's their home, and that is the dreadful part about it.
Really appreciate you speaking to us, Moira. That's Moira Lockington there. They're very disappointed, the community in Reefton, about the aged care facility, only hospital level one in their community. It has now been permanently closed. As Moira was saying there, that's after assurances that it would be reopened.